Excuse me, I'm very...
When the student is ready to talk, will the teacher appear, or must the student go and see the
teacher? Student.
When the student is ready, the teacher...
I understand. No. When, you know, you say, when student is ready, when it means that when your practice is, when you are ready, you can tell whether your teacher is right teacher or not. Because of your Dhamma. If he, you know, is involved in one-sided view of existence or non-existence, he is not like teacher. And another point is whether what he says and what he actually does, to some extent, it should be well balanced, not completely. It is impossible to have complete balance as we are human beings. But to some extent, there must be some balance. That is another point. It is, you know, from Dhamma eyes. Dhamma eyes can tell whether his understanding is right or wrong. And another point is whether his practice is really good or bad. You can, I saw it on the flip side. You can see. Easily can see. And what he does, there must be some balance, understandable balance. So, you cannot tell by book the law. You cannot tell by his speech. Or you cannot tell just by his dozen practice. The point is whether his dozen practice is extended in his everyday life. That is very important. So your Dhamma is like your eyes to see which way to go, which teacher you should choose, and your practice, understanding of practice, is another. Something like your food. You should walk by your foot. So it is necessary to points. This and this. Actually, some actual fact. not just eyes or knowledge or intellectual understanding or philosophy. Even though he knows he has deep knowledge about Buddhism, he cannot be always good teacher for you. If you want to be the same kind of teacher, it is okay. But if you are if you want to practice our way as a part of your life, then you cannot follow that kind of thing. Okay. Doing and knowing should be the same, but discuss. Not to be the same. Knowing is something different than doing. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is very, very much so. Very much so, but even though many people, many Buddhist teachers, like that. But there is no reason why you should follow the example. You cannot criticize as they are also. They have come like so because it is difficult to be free from his own karmic life. It is difficult. So you cannot criticize. But you should know that it's karmic. That is his practice and that is his understanding. That is the mind, you know. If you have that kind of eyes, then you are teacher. You know. You are teacher. Cannot be, could be anyone. But the point is you will receive a little encouragement. If his power of practice is not so strong, then he will not help you so much. But he is a good teacher. Even though he has not much encouragement for you, but if your situation of practicing then is very immediate, difficult situation, then that difficulty will help your practice. That difficulty encourage your practice. Difficulty exists when you want to do Panisan, Thousand Eyes, who is one of the maybe greatest scholars in Chinese Buddhist history. His mother was, his family, his parents was very poor. And he was, he had his elder brother. But he was not so good. So his mother couldn't depend on him so much. So it was he who could help his mother. But Thorzan, who did everything. And he had great confidence in Tadeo, in practice of Buddha's way. So eventually he became a great Zen master after all. And he and became a master of Thorzan. So hearing about this, his mother, you know, wanted to visit him, but she was so feeble and so old and so poor, and she became blind. She couldn't eat so much. Blind, she became a blind beggar. But before she thought, before she died, she must see it first. She became a great Zen master already. But Thorzan, and his students said, your mother said, but Thorzan said, she cannot enter this monastery. She should stay out. And, you may think he is very ruthless. But everyone thinks Thorzan will be the most kind-hearted man for his mother. He wrote many letters to her about Buddhism and how to practice Buddhism and how to help herself by practice of Buddhism. He did every possible way to help his mother. There is no such Zen master. We didn't have so kind Zen master for mother. But he didn't see him. And at last, his mother died outside of the monastery. So he told students to have funeral for her. And when he saw her, he found out little rice on his back, on her back. So he pulled out the rice and said, this rice is last offering from my mother. So please cook it for breakfast, he said, for next morning breakfast. And he asked his student, this is Our last offering for us is accepted. But we see it's very simple. And the way he helped her is very simple. Right, just writing like that. But he couldn't help his blind mother either. But everyone acknowledged that he will be the most kind-hearted Zen master we ever had in China or in Japan. That is not story. Some of them story, just story. Some of them is real story, not story. And there's some meaning in it. It is not principle. Again, you know, that is your way of thinking. Principle. Our thinking mind does not solve this kind of problem, human problem, human heart. If your way thinking mind, if you are constant in your thinking, very strong, that will happen. And so. But that doesn't, happen to everyone. It wouldn't happen to me. Only for one or two great people. Among millions of people. It shows us the depth of the people. He cannot be your example. And there's no need for you to follow his example. I'm not encouraging you to follow his example. You don't understand the depth of Buddhism and their practice of them. That's all. And you say, why? That makes, doesn't make sense. And after you understand what is Buddhism, and after you practice very hard, then that kind of thing could be understood after a long, long practice of great, great teachers. I cannot understand, actually.
Why do you tell us the
story? Why do I? Kidding. That is your way. Most people are like that. So, your practice, easily like this. If it is necessary, if it is good, I listen to it. And if it is something which I cannot understand, it is a waste of time to listen to that kind of lecture. That kind of question is the most discouraging question for me. Instead of being encouraged vital service. You think it is, I cannot understand. Something you cannot understand is no good, no use. That is the most materialistic act for the world. So you are aware, even though you are aware of that, looks like very Buddhist, but in true sense, you have no backbone. Something is good for you, you take. Something which is bitter, you don't take. You don't grow in that way. Your practice is not strong enough, and you do not have spine in you. So, wherever you go, even though you need great teacher, it doesn't make sense to you. Great teacher has, all the good great teacher has that kind of style. In one way, he is very gentle. But on the other hand, he is very strict with himself. And his backbone is always straight. That is, you know, that is Buddhism. That is the difference between city way and Zen way. Don't you think so? Does it work? Only city way does it work. You need, you know, I don't say you, you know, but we need some backbone. Because Thorben had that kind of backbone, he could, you know, be a good example. He could support Zen Buddhism in China. We don't need such a great teacher, so many, but one is enough. If he really, you know, if he was really kind-hearted person, and on the other hand, if he has been devoted himself completely to the Buddha, what he attained is nothing whatsoever for himself. He completed the teaching of Mujo-seppo means eloquent speech of mountain and river. It's many good teachers discuss about it and think about it, practice about it, but was not enough. But he completed that practice. When he has no tainted mind, when his mind becomes very clear, even free from, even when his mind is like a mirror without any dust, then he can talk about, he can listen to them. Eloquent speech of the mountain and river. You say, wherever you go, if you see flower, that is teaching. If you go to the mountain, that is teaching. That is not Mujo-seppo. Teaching of mountain and river. Only when your mind becomes like a mirror, you know, everything reflects on the mirror is teaching. As long as your mind is self-centered mind, this is good, this is bad, human beings should be like this or like that. Then, you cannot listen to the voice of nature. It is possible, to listen to the mountain or river when your way of life is so self, so self-centered, so idle. That is a big mistake for us. How long time it takes to accomplish, to listen to the teaching of mountain and river? There were disciples of the fifth stage named Echu, Nanyo Echu. He started to talk about the teaching of mountain and river, Nijo Teppo. And it took almost more than 100 years. Before he, Tozan completed that study. Not many teachers can accomplish that kind of study. But in America, how many people talking about teaching of nature? The meaning is completely different. But I'm interested in what you say, because it makes some sense. But if you think this is Buddhist way, that is teaching. If you think this is, should be human way, then it means that all the selfish, lazy way is human way. I cannot understand. But how you feel is good. And try to free from, try to be free from. Our framework of society. It makes sense. Maybe one step towards the real practice. If all the students in Tassahara stick to this idea and having Tassahara, we have very simple. I couldn't say it. If you do not say so, I'm trying to listen. Very often, speak of the mountain, the river, at the Sahara. I cannot say it. I feel good. But if you say, I am hearing everything, I am with nature, and nature helps me, and we are helping me. That is, it is great. It is safer without knowing what kind of effort you are making. I cannot accept it. in human life, we have enough difficulties. It is big mistake if you can escape from human difficulties. Unless we make big effort to establish real way, real known human-centric culture. That is our duty. If you are really involved in this kind of big duty, your mother will be actually happy to have that kind of boy who is strong enough and good enough to support all the human beings. And without this kind of confidence, you cannot understand what is Buddhism. If you understand something which is good only, avoiding it is not difficult, it is difficult.